Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California regulators vote today on sweeping new rules to put more zero and near-zero emission vehicles on the road over the next 15 years. Lauren Summer reports.
California has a long history of passing groundbreaking car rules. The state was the first to require unleaded gasoline and catalytic converters. Now, new rules would require car makers to make clean vehicles 15% of their overall sales by 2025. Tom Caquette of the Air Resources Board says they're trying to jumpstart the market for cars that don't run on gasoline.
Without that transition, which may appear to be radical to people, but without that, you cannot lower the CO2 emissions enough to stop the global climate change that's occurring.
The rules would put almost 1.5 million zero-emission vehicles on the road. California tried a similar mandate in the 1990s that met stiff opposition from car companies, who said it just couldn't be done. But Caquette says the technology is finally here, now that cars like the Nissan Leaf and Chevy Volt are on the market. This time around, automakers are generally supportive of the mandate, but they say meeting the sales target depends on consumer behavior. And that makes Bill Reiner nervous. He's with Toyota's Advanced Technology Group.
It's a long, long bridge between here and 2025 to grow 15% of the market on a car that's not price competitive, on a car that's not performance competitive, on a car that will inevitably have infrastructure issues.
Carmakers would also be required to cut greenhouse gas emissions from new vehicles in half by 2025, a rule that the federal government is also considering. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.
Football fans have the Super Bowl to chew over. Tennis fans who don't need sleep have the Australian Open. Baseball fans have the sale of the Dodgers by Frank McCourt, who's currently in court himself, bankruptcy court. Monday was the soft deadline to submit bids for the team, and the roughly 10 contenders range from some of California's richest men to Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. The estimated price tag is about $1.5 billion. We asked sports columnist Chris Erskine of the Los Angeles Times to give us his top three.
Well, I think the top three are probably Magic Johnson. He's a known quantity. He's a class act. And he's hooked up with Stan Kasten, who's got some deep pockets. Probably after that, Rick Caruso, who is a mall developer down here. If you've ever been to the Grove in the Fairfax District down here, that's his doings. He gets things done. He has aspirations to be mayor one day, maybe very soon. And he's hooked up with Joe Torre, a name you probably recognize. And
that's a pretty dynamic duo.
After that, it's less clear. There's some big names, some deep pockets. Mark Cuban is in there. Ron Burkle is mentioned. And the gold standard, Peter O'Malley, the O'Malley family, of course, owned the Dodgers and brought them out west here. He's involved. And what's happening now, I think, is it's sort of like Europe before a world war. I mean, there's people going, if we can sort of do this alliance or that alliance, there isn't so much risk involved. Plus, it makes you more formidable because what McCourt is going to want is somebody who can sit down and write him a check and he can get clear of this thing.
Now, these are still early days, but can you say which one is the fan favorite at this point?
There's sort of a difference between what I think what the fans would like to see happen and what they think is more realistic. I don't think there's a great outpouring of sentiment for Mark Cuban. I think anybody who comes in as a carpetbagger, which would be Cuban's sort of situation, I think is less attractive to people. They want a known quantity. Of course, they also want a winner. Steve Garvey and Oral Hershiser have a group that's maneuvering to do this. And the thing about this first round is none of it is binding. So they can come in and overbid in an effort to establish themselves as players in this game, and then retreat later if need be. So we're in the first date phase of this whole process, and everybody's putting their best smile on, and the real person sort of emerges later.
So Frank McCourt isn't going to be assessing these bids himself. He's got an investment bank. How does this all work?
Well, the investment bank is going to sort of triage these things. Then MLB has a stake in it. They have to sort of say, yeah, we like that or not. But it's ultimately up to McCourt. He's going to take the top bidder. The unknown quantity in all this, and I think the interest is the upcoming TV contract. This TV money now is so ridiculous, and it's what allowed the Angels to sign Pujols and Wilson. The Dodgers' TV contract will be worth billions of dollars, and I think that stirs a lot of interest, and that's sort of the unknown quantity, and I think that you don't necessarily make money on a team, I think, until you sell it. You build equity, you build equity, you build equity, and then when you turn around and sell it, then you get your money back out of it. On a day-to-day basis, on a year-to-year basis, the profits are very modest.
So this deadline is a soft deadline, meaning the door is still open. Do you want to take this opportunity, Chris, to shout out to your favorite billionaire to, you know, marshal up a proposal?
Well, you know, my dream situation, and I wrote this, was that Rick Caruso, the developer who has teamed with Torrey, come up with some sort of situation that, and I think I talked to you about this, where the fans have a stake in the team, much like the Green Bay Packers, where it's a fan-owned situation. I don't think that that would be a completely fan-owned situation, but for a guy who's running for mayor who wants people to sit up and take notice and do things for the city, what greater, grander gesture could he come up with than to give the fans a stake in the team? The symbolism of that would be terrific. You know, that's my dream scenario. I'm a bit of an idealist on these things, and when it comes to baseball, a bit of a romantic, but that's what I would like to see sort of play out.
Chris Erskine writes the Fan of the House column for the Los Angeles Times. And finally, tomorrow, Filipino Americans in Los Angeles will have a big party in Filipino Town, just west of downtown L.A., to celebrate the fact the neighborhood has been named by the White House as one of the Preserve America communities. Dennis Arguelles is with one of the groups organizing the event.
You know, a lot of these kids come from immigrant backgrounds. They feel alienated. They're struggling in school. To get confirmation that they're Filipino heritage is important and significant to Los Angeles and to the nation, I think does a lot for their self-esteem.
L.A. County is home to roughly 375,000 Filipino Americans, more than any county in the country. And that's the California Report for Friday, January 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. Nina Thorson and Sarah Bond directed the show. Our interns are Andres Barraza and Liz Reed. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.